Yeah, so let's think through again what we have here in Shittas Rashi, and get a little bit clearer. So again, the Gemara says Stira, Rav Elazar said you have to keep balance with this Pesukah, and Rav Elazar says that you have to assume the Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says Rav Elazar was Chazer. So Rashi learns that the Gemara's question, Rashi learns that the Gemara's question was, how can we be Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres, but if you have to balance with this Pesukah, Shmini Atzeres, there is no Sukah. So of course the problem we saw, we've been discussing the problem in Rashi is, so what's the Gemara's Teres? Rav Elazar was Chazer, he doesn't hold any more from Yudalus, so this the sukkah he only holds from the dinner of Tesvav Tesvav. But Tesvav Tesvav is also a sukkah the Kedin. So how could you have Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres? That's the question that all the Mepharshim you have to grapple with. So what Mahalak is the Mashal? At least the Poshet of Shat in the Mashal, the way the Mashal understood the Mashal, is that the Chiyuv of Lalal, the Chiyuv of Tesvav Tesvav, does not require a sukkah. It happens to be a sukkah, so you have Shivalei sukkah, but fundamentally it's not a sukkah to Kedin. So it didn't seem to be a sukkah. Passes if it's just a mitzvah achila, it's like a covered yom tov kikadu. You have to eat a gazayis lechem. The Torah said the first night of yom tov you have to eat a gazayis lechem. It doesn't per se require a sukkah. The male could have tashlum and shmini atzeres. Parenthetically, if you that in stomach's mukuch, that like Tosis holds the mashal, Tosis by us. That there's no din that you have to eat lechem at Sudas Yom. There's no general din that Sudas Yom to fast to have lechem. Because if it was a general din that Sudas Yom to fast to have lechem, then why would I need this? At least not be the right. Because then why would I need a special? Why would I need a special din if Tezvot has nothing to do with sukkah. It's just a din achil you have to eat a kazayis lechem the first night of Pesach. So that's by every Sudas Yom. A kochuk higher that it's not true, like Taisu says. Or at least it's not true me the right, like the Meiri said. So component that's when the Meiri learns the sukkah. So again, this, the din of Yedalus with this Chayav Adam Lecho, that's about a sukkah that could din. That's when that temptation came to do it. That could not have Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres. But the din of Tesvav Tesvav, that's not a sukkah that could din. That's an Achilles Lechem that could din. It's a pure Achilles. It's a Mitzvah Achilles. And therefore, that could have a Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres. That's the Mashal. In Svara, the Mashal about is the simplest Mahal. It's radical. The thought that Tesvav Tesvav doesn't require a sukkah is certainly a radical thought, but as far as the Cheshbon HaSukkah is concerned, that's the most straightforward. Presents the least amount of problems. And we also said Eric Leimodomer that maybe Tesis has this conception of Tesis different out from the sukkah, but for other reasons. But as far as the nature of the chiyuv of Tesvav Tesvav, before Eric Leimodomer, maybe Tesis holds that way as well, because Tesis asks, what do I need to do in Tesvav Tesvav? There's the mercy, but the whole Yom Tov, except the first night, is a chiyuv of Tesvav Tesvav. So Taisus asks, what do you mean? What happened to Sudas Yom Tov? Every Sudas Yom Tov needs lechem. Taisus answers that in Chanami, Sudas Yom Tov doesn't need lechem. The Gemara that says Sudas Yom Tov, Gemara in Shabbos, that says you have to go back to the Isle of Yom, he's talking about the first night. Why didn't Taisus answer like many other Rishonim say, no, why is a chiyuv lechem? But that you can do in the house. Here is a chiyuv that you have to eat in the sukkah, even b'shat. In other words, many Rishonim answer, no, there's not going to be you eat this Kshavim, as the Sudas Yom Tov, you can eat in the house. But after the Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah. After the Tazvav Tazvav, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Taisus doesn't say that Teres. The Rosh says that Teres. Taisus in Shabbos says that Teres. Taisus in Brochus rather says that Teres. How come Taisus Be'os doesn't say that Teres? If he holds like Lachar, that's conduces to think that Taisus holds also like this radical Mashal. But Taisus understood the Chiyuv Tazvav Tazvav is not a Chiyuv. Not a chiyuv sukkah at all. It's a chiyuv of it's a chiyuv achila. But it doesn't have to be in a sukkah. It doesn't really require a sukkah. You will see the hemshach when we come to Tosfos as sheet and Arsugi also that this is not such a foreign thought for Tosfos to have. So the point of that's the mashal, very straightforward. Mashal is chaylik in the mashal. He doesn't think it's shaykh to say that the chiyuv tesvav tesvav does not require a sukkah. It's like that from matzah. Matzah is the Achilles Mitzvah of Pesach. It's Matzah. But why are we talking about the Achilles Mitzvah? We are reading in the Sukkah. And therefore, the Mashal learns that Lo'olam Tezvav Tezvav does require a Sukkah. And nonetheless, it has Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres. We learn that from Karbonos. You see, by Karbonos is a concept of Tashlumin. And therefore, this tashlumin for Tesvav Tesvav as well. In other words, even though Tesvav Tesvav acquires a sukkah, and even though Shmini Atzeres doesn't have a sukkah, it doesn't matter. We learn that from Karbonos, that there's a concept of tashlumin, and therefore you could be mashlum, the din of Tesvav Tesvav, the din of the Achilles Leil Tesvav, which does require a sukkah. You could be mashlum on Shmini Atzeres, even though on Shmini Atzeres there is no sukkah. That's the mashal. Then why is the other yidalos that is different? We'll come back to. But let's just focus right now on Tezvot Tezvot. And that first night. The mashal says that there's taka tashlumin. Even though you need to have a sukkah, you can have tashlumin and shmini tzeres without a sukkah. Kilu, we learned that from Kabbalas. Chayr and svar is very hard. Understand. If you need to have a sukkah, another al Tezvot, towards the mitzvah sukkah. In one form or another. How can I have a tashlumin without a sukkah? However, Matzana lechaber in the Rishayim, this svar of the Mashal in the Taisus Harosh. The Taisus Harosh says b'feirush that Shmini Atzeres there is no sukkah. Nonetheless, there's tashlumin from Tesvav Tesvav. There's tashlumin for the Lishon, even though the Lishon does need a sukkah. He says not a kasha. Because you find the muscle that you find tashlumen where the tashlumen are not exactly the same as the mitzvah itself. The muscle, the person forgot to daven minchan Shabbos, says the Taisus. So he davens ma'ariv twice. I ma'ariv is going to be a daven ma'ariv shulchan. What he didn't daven was a mitzvah shul Shabbos. And nonetheless, it's a good tashlumen. So meila chayetsi v'dover. The first night of sukkahs, you have to eat tezvok b'zechiv achilu. You have to eat in the sukkah. But nonetheless, the tashlumen of shmini atzeres is without a sukkah, and that counts as a tashlumen. So this is Mamas the Svar of the Mashal. That even though El Tezvav, you have to have a sukkah, you could have a tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres without a sukkah. And he says with the Hezbollah, that the Kilu Tezvav also given as a Hezbollah for the Mashal. It's akin to the tashlumin of Tefillah Shabbos that you're masking with Tefillah Shabbos. The Tzitzis Rosh has a different mahalach with the other Yidalos Sudas. I'm going to come back to the other Yidalos Sudas. How does the Mashal deal with the other Yidalos Sudas? How does the Tzitzis Rosh deal with the other Yidalos Sudas? Why is that not of a tashlumin? But I want to just get a havon in the tashlumin of Tzitzis Rosh. So Tzitzis Rosh says, Mamish the Mashal Afar. That even though Leltas well, you have to have a sukkah. Nonetheless, Shmini Atzeres could have a tashlumin without a sukkah. By the way, it's important to stress. Can't say, maybe one might be tempted to say, Shat and Tesh Tzeros, Tesh Tzeros doesn't mean that Leltas well, you have a mitzvah, is a mitzvah sukkah. Well, it's just a mitzvah sachilah. You have to have a sukkah because it also did have a sukkah. Maybe it didn't mean more than that. Maybe it meant like the mashal. And that's the tashlumin. Maybe he holds like the mashal. The mitzvah tezvav is like you have to eat a suda sukkah, even shalei b'sukkah. Happens to be that you have to have a sukkah. Shmini atzeres, you don't need a sukkah, but it's really a mitzvah sachinah. That would make the place of rosh like the mashal, not like the mashal. That's not tenable in the place of rosh. First of all, for that he didn't need a mashal from Tefillah Shabbos. He would have just said leil tezvav is fundamentally a chiyuv achila. Of course, it's also to eat out of the sukkah, so you have to do it in the sukkah. But the muscle, if it rained the first night, you would be kaimed in the house. It's a chiyuv achila. So of course it could be mashal. I wouldn't need a fancy muscle from somebody who missed mincha shel Shabbos for the mashal. Others with me? If you're not with me, let me know. Moreover, the Tosh Rosh himself holds that Lel Tezvav, if it rains, you have to eat in the sukkah. The Tosh Rosh is from those shitas who holds mamashia here early on here in Chazai. The Tzitzis Rosh holds, like the Rosh in Brachos, that the first night of Sukkot, if it rains, since there's a chiyuv to eat, well, there's a chiyuv tezvav, so that doesn't have a tur mistar, and you have to eat it because Zayis in the Sukkah. So it's clear that it's a chiyuv Sukkah. It means the chiyuv has to be done in the Sukkah. It's not like the Mashal. If you eat the Mashal, if it rained the first night, so why should I eat in the Sukkah? I'll eat in my house, and I'll be my time within of Achilles Kazayis. Doesn't need a sukkah at all. You see, the Taisus Rosh is from the Feirish and Taisus Rosh. The Mamash here in the same moment. The Feirish and Taisus Rosh that he holds a chiyuv tesvah, that lelel tesvah, you have to eat it dafka in a sukkah. And nonetheless, it has tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres, even though on Shmini Atzeres there's no sukkah. And that's why you have to deploy this mashal with Tefillah Shabbos, that if you miss the Tefillah Mincha, that you could have into two marriages, even this is the Tefillah Shal Shabbos, and this is the Tefillah Shal Chol. You see, we could have a tashlumin, that the tashlumin is different than the original mitzvah. So that's obviously what he said. Nice, he needs a hezbeh. The Tosher Rosh Kiel gives us a hezbeh, but his hezbeh needs a hezbeh. What's the dimin b'chal tefillah? First of all, Mitzvah Shabbos, you don't marry. So maybe it's not a tefillah Shal Shabbos, but at least it's a mitzvah. Chayish Min Yetzeres, if you're not eating the sukkah, so where's the mitzvah b'chal? It's the Achilles Rishos. LMI, maybe we'll say, no, it's not an Achilles Rishos, it's an Achilles Rishos. Maybe it isn't, that doesn't have a mitzvah, it's an Achilles Rishos. Especially since the place the Rosh Grada holds that there is a chiyuv to eat lechem on every sort of shelter. Not the Rosh holds, and the place the Rosh holds, that there is a chiyuv every Shabbos and every Yom Tov to eat lechem, the covered Shabbos and the covered Yom Tov. So there is a mitzvah, there is an achilas mitzvah. So if I'm marvin, it's achilas mitzvah, so maybe that is an achilas mitzvah. Right, that's okay, but still not a shvar, because even if the achilah and shmini atzeres is an achilas mitzvah, but it's not the same mitzvah as the mitzvah of the first night of sukkahs. The first night of sukkahs is a sukkah mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of sukkahs, of achilas sukkah. The eating the achilah eating on shmini atzeres is a mitzvah maximum of kavod yomtov. How can a mitzvah of kavod yomtov be a tashlumin for having missed a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Or achilu sukkah. That's not the same as tefillah. By tefillah, he was matzir tefillah Shabbos. He didn't daven. I'm sorry. By tefillah, when he daven, he missed mincha shel Shabbos, or he davened the wrong tefillah Shabbos, or he davened mincha shel chol Shabbos. The Rosh's mashal is not that he davened chol Shabbos. His mashal is he didn't daven mincha Shabbos at all. So he doesn't have mitzvah tefillah. So mitzvah Shabbos, he's mashlim with two tefillahs. It's true, it's not the same tefillah. This was a tefillah Shabbos, and now it's chos. So you have to daven the appropriate tefillah shochel. But at least you're being mashlim the same mitzvah. So you were machzir mitzvah's tefillah, and you're being mashlim tashlumin with another tefillah. But over here, what you were missing was that it was mitzvah sukkah. Because lel tesvav, you have to eat in the sukkah. Even if it's raining with tesvav, you have to eat in the sukkah. Just to bring a hashtag. It's not a stam and mitzvah sachilah, it's not a kovod yomtov. The din tesvav is not a kovod yomtov. If Tezvav was a covered Yom Tov Tikkadin, then if it was raining, could he eat in the house? Because Rosh holds, if it's raining, he still has to eat in the sukkah. It's not a covered Yom Tov mitzvah. It's a sukkah Tikkad mitzvah. So how if I miss on that? So how can if the person missed mitzvah sukkah? How could he make it up by being mekayim twice mitzvah's covered Yom Tov? It's apples and oranges. That's not like missing tefillah mincha and davening maariv twice. That would be like saying if you missed tefillah mincha, you should make kabbalah twice. Like what does one thing have to do with it? One thing has nothing to do with the other. This is really the question in the mashal. Now it's in the question. Now the same question in Tosfos Rosh, and Tosfos Rosh Keilu wants to be misaken that by his mashal from tefillah Shabbos. And lechayra, the way the lechayra it seems that you know, sovel misaken. And what was he misaken? Where's the ticket away? What did he explain? Well, what's he missing? He's missing tefillah. So he's mashing tefillah. It's tefillah and tefillah. Nobody ever said if you miss mincha, you could make it up by doing some other mitzvah twice.
Maybe it's like if you should have done
it in Mincha
on Shabbos and said like
Atayachah,
and you say some other
bracha
that's
maybe
close to
it.
It's a good doing Shmoneh Esrei
Shachol. But stop, because I missed the mitzvah, so I have to do a similar mitzvah. Hard to imagine. I mean, it needs a hezbeh, for example. Stop. I missed the mitzvah, so I'll do some other mitzvah. So somebody missed, I don't know. I don't know if he's a good muscle, but yeah, I mean, yeah, but he wants it to be similar. If he's similar, it has to look similar. I don't want to be a muscle. I have to think of a muscle. Seems very, very far-fetched. That was Maksu one mitzvah, I mean, Maksu another mitzvah, so I happen to have a superficial resemblance. That's all you need. That's what he wants from Tefillah. Tefillah Shabbos and Tefillah Mincha and Ma'ariv are two different things. It's not the way, but the reason why you can be Maksu Mincha by Ma'ariv is because it's all part of the, it's part of the same cycle of Tefillah. So it has to be the next tefillah. It's two tefillahs later. You can't be masculine. It belongs to the cycle of tefillahs. I miss one tefillah, so I'm masculine the next tefillah. You touch limit in the next tefillah. But here, this is so good. This is kavod yomtov. What kind of touch limit is that?
Even furthermore, it's not just that it's tefillah and tefillah. It also stresses over there in brachos that enough inam is not making up for the different brachos in mincha of Shabbos that he can't make up, but. Even in Mincha of Shabbos, he had a chiyuv technically to say all 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei, but because of the tekanim not to be torah, then the rabbanim say that we don't have to do that on Shabbos. So he is at least, as opposed to if someone missed Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, but they already said the rest of Shemona Esrei, he says over there then that you shouldn't make up for it in Maariv because you're not adding anything.
Okay.
It's after the zman.
Well, that's why I'm not like this. Shemona, don't agree. Ari Shemona hold it. If you miss Yalav Yavon by Mincha. You do daven Ma'ariv twice, even though by Ma'ariv is not going to be Yalav Yavon anyway. Chalikus in places. So
over here by
Sophie,
he's not adding anything.
Yeah, anyway, right. And the Chalikus Rochel came in with Mizrach Mi'ariv. It's not the same at all.
Ketosus Rochel is Mitzvahs Achil of Bissoka.
Oh, so maybe we'll go to Rabbah Ber Sakira. Rabbah Ber had this famous Sakira. At least they say Mishenu Rav Chaim is Chakira. It's the mitzvah of Lel Tezvav. Is it a mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, or is it a mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah Alidei Achila, or is it a mitzvah Achila B'Sukkah? But is it fundamentally a mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, but the way you do Yeshiva Sukkah is through Achila, or is it a mitzvah Achila B'Sukkah, but it's fundamentally a mitzvah Achila B'Sukkah? That was about first Hakiri said in Afimina, if the bread was stolen, so if it's a mitzvah achila, it's a mitzvah avavera. If it's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, just the way you do it, just do a nice achila, then he says maybe it's not a mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, indeed, a mitzvah avavera is not in the kach, but it brings out the Hakiri in anyway. That was about first Hakiri. So we'll say that in the Tesla Rosh holds like that, Simon of Rafbeh, that that's not a mitzvah yeshiva the sukkah, it's a mitzvah achila. Even if that's true, and I'm not sure that it's true, in the Tosfos Rosh. Even if we say that it's not a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, but it's a mitzvah achila bisukkah. Maybe that would explain why you have to do it in the rain. It would sort of, you know, simplify that issue. Why is the Tosfos Rosh, you have to do it in the rain? Why is it not in mitzvah? So no, mitzvah is only when it's a mitzvah yeshiva bisukkah. Here it's a mitzvah when it's a mitzvah yeshiva alidei achila. Here it's a mitzvah achila bisukkah. But this rain, I always shun that rain. That's why. Not so familiar because I've been trying to avoid. But because I thought it was this tzad that it's a mitzvah achila b'sukkah, I thought it was hard to understand. Where does this come from? Mitzvah achila b'sukkah. Then it's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. What is achila b'sukkah? But even if we'll swallow that there's such a thing, that it is a mitzvah achila b'sukkah. But at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah that belongs to a sukkah. It's a sukkah to a mitzvah. I mean, it may be a mitzvah achila b'sukkah, but you're certainly not mekayim it, not at all. If you do achila shalei b'sukkah, I mean, the mitzvah is achila b'sukkah, and that's when he starts doing achila shalei b'sukkah. But even if we'll say that the ikker center of gravity of the mitzvah is not the sukkah but the achila, but it's a mitzvah achila. It's not a mitzvah kavod yomtov. It's a mitzvah that has to do with sukkah. Let's say achila b'sukkah. Fine, achila b'sukkah, but it's achila b'sukkah. That's the mitzvah. If you take the sukkah away, then you certainly took the guts out of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is achila b'sukkah. And Shmini Atzeres is a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kavod yomtov. It's not a mitzvah achila b'sukkah. So how is it, at the end of the day, like we gained 5%, but the other 95%, they're still shver. At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah that requires a sukkah. It's a mitzvah achila b'sukkah, and this is a mitzvah of a different kind of mitzvah achila. Mitzvah of achila kavod yomtov. So how can one be the tashlumin for the other? Nice, it's a very formidable problem. I mean, after the kasha, if it was just the problem of the mashal, I would have said, okay, we'll cut our losses, we'll just go with the mashal. And I wouldn't even have tried to. But it's a text of the mashal also. I mean, not that the mashal is negligible, but not the mashal is negligible. Yeah, Chassidim hold the mashal is written in Ruach HaKodesh. Which we should know what that means. I mean, I'm familiar with the Shah, I don't know what that means, but or what even you do with it. Akapala, it's a Taish Rosh. No, it's a Taish Rosh. What's Pshat Taish Rosh? And the Taish Rosh gives us a Hezbir, even. Mashal doesn't offer a Hezbir. Taish Rosh gives us a Hezbir. It's like Tfilah. So we don't understand the Hezbir. So maybe we could say l'chaymer inyan. Chaymer inyan means the kasha is so big that we have to allow ourselves to say things that otherwise maybe we wouldn't be willing to say. Maybe l'chaymer inyan. Maybe we could say this, that the concept of tashlum in the ma'aseh you don't have by other mitzvahs. You don't have in general the concept of tashlum by mitzvahs. If you miss the Megillah, there's no like Megillah Shenis, or if you miss the whatever, mitzvah, you can't normally make that mitzvah. You missed matzah, we don't have to shlumen by it. Oh, matzah's better, yeah. Whatever, you don't generally have a concept of shlumen by mitzvahs. You have to shlumen by kavanas. That's halachas, drashas. Like kavanas achad, you can be masculine with kol shiva, kol shmoina, you can be tzaris, you can also be masculine. Kavanas, you have a concept of shlumen. You have a concept of tashlum by tefillah, which is kenega kavanas tefillah. Generally speaking, you don't have a concept of tashlum. Yeah, it's a chiddush that by Rabbi Elazar holds that by sukkah there's a concept of tashlum. Rashi Taka says it's learned out from kavanas achad. It's a chiddush. What does kavanas achad got to do with sukkah? The Yeshua wants to say, because we had a drasha in that test about Shem Shinika Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Taknika Shem Shemayim al Chagiga. That sukkah is compared to the chagiga. He thinks that's like behind this comparison to karbonos. Too light. So I was thinking, the Gemara in Tzadik in Menachos, that's Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara says that this man shein is beach shulchanah shalodim mechaper olam. That the person who eats with brachos and kitikune with the halachos. Because the Acharis person eats properly, Hashem Shemayim, then the Achilas, then Shulchan Shalom has a din of Achilas Mizbeach. They have a concept that an Achila, when you're Malik Kedusha, so an Achila is like a carbon, like an Achilas carbon, an Achila of Hashem. That's Shulchan Shalom of Hashem. I think the Marbin, that's the possible Marbin. I don't remember for sure. So maybe we can say like this. Lo'ilam, the tashlumen over here is not for mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah is mulbus lo'yuchal l'sukkah. That's for falafel. You didn't even the sukkah the first night. You're missing mitzvah sukkah. You can't make that up. Shemini Atzeres. There's no sukkah. That's it. The mitzvah is gone. And mechal, who says for mitzvah, is the concept of tashlumen. The tashlumen is not for the mitzvah sukkah. The tashlumen is for the achilas mizbeach of the mitzvah, because every achilas mitzvah is like an achilas mizbeach. Every time you eat, even an achilas rishus, if it's done with brachas and it's done with shem shemayim and so on, that's the gemara menachas. You also do this mechaper olav kimizbeach. Certainly, an achilas mitzvah, besides the mitzvah shabbat, it has a din of achilas karmel, and it's for that that you have the tashlumen. That's what Elazar is saying. If you miss the Achilas Lal Yudai, if you miss Achilas Lal Rishayna, so the mitzvahs, about it's a mitzvah sukkah. It's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, achila sukkah, I don't know if it even matters. It's a mitzvah sukkah. See, maybe it does matter, but akapanim, it's a mitzvah sukkah. And the mitzvah sukkah, you're not able to be masculine because that's absurd. It happened in your masculine mitzvah sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres when there's no sukkah. So, that you're not masculine. But besides the mitzvah sukkah shavai, since it's an achilas mitzvah, every achilas mitzvah is like an achilas karma. Every achilas mitzvah is an achilas v'nei Hashem. It's zeh shulchan v'nei Hashem. That Rebbe Elazar says you have to be mashlim. How are you mashlim that? all through Yom Tov, he could be, and even after Shmini Yatzeres, even after Shmini Yatzeres, since we learned it out, from Karbonas Echad, and that's the limit from Karbonas Echad. Since every Achilas Mitzvah is like a carbon, so we learn out from Karbonas Echad, the Achilas Laila Rishonah, besides Mitzvah Sukkah Shavoy, it's a kind of Karbon Echad, it's an Achilas Lifnei Hashem that you have to do on Sukkot, on the first night of Sukkot. And on that is a concept of Tashlumin. And the Tashlumin says that you can be Mashlim until Shmini Atzeres. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres? There's no Sukkot. You do some other Achilas Shul Mitzvah. But it's also Achilas Mitzvah because it's covered Yom Tov. As long as you're doing an Achilas Shul Mitzvah, you're able to be Mashlim, not Mitzvah Sukkah, but Mitzvah Sukkah, you can't be Mashlim. But you can be Mashlim, the concept of Achilas Mitzvah, Achilas Shul Mitzvah, Achilas Mitzvah, that's implicit in every Achilas Mitzvah. And that's what Tosfos Rosh is saying with the Dinyan to Tefillah. That this is Tefillah Shabbos and this is Tefillah Chol, but it's Tefillah. So you're not going to get the Tefillah Shabbos, but you'll get the underlying idea. You'll get the underlying Tefillah that you could be Mashlim. So there it's that. You're not going to get. I mean, even though the Moshul is strange, but that's what he's saying here also. Avada Mitzvah Sukkah you're not going to get, but Achilas Mitzvah. But this is Mitzvah Sukkah and this is Kavod Yom. One thing has nothing to do with the other. That you're not going to be able to be mashlim, but you'll be able to be mashlim the other idea, the underlying idea that it's achilut ben Hashem, it's an achilus mizbeach, and that already can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres.
What about the other yidals?
Oh, so now we have to come to the other yidals. I've been pushing that. So maybe that's the mahalak of Yisrael, both in the Mashah and in the Tosfos Rosh, that there's a concept you could be mashlim nechanami. It's not a tashlumin for mitzvah sukkah. I don't see any way to learn that Shmini Atzeres is a tashlumin for Mitzvah Sukkah. It makes no sense. It's a tashlumin for Sukkah. So there must be some other thing that you're being mashlim. So I'm suggesting the other thing you're being mashlim is Achilas Mizbeach. You're mashlim the Achilas Mizbeach of Achilas Mitzvah. And for that you have a tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres. The question, so now let's come back to the question, which is a question anyway, but you think that much of a fair. If you could be mashlim the Lel Tzvav on Shmini Atzeres, if there's tashlumin for Lel Tzav, even though Lel Tzav is a mitzvah sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is no sukkah. Nonetheless, the mashah, the places of Rosh, they're learning that you the mashah live with the Rashi, the places of Rosh live with the places of Rosh. They're saying that you could be mashed on the achil of Lel Tzav. So why can't you be mashed on the other yidalim sudas too? Why don't we have to say Blazer was chayzer? Why not say Gani Ben Blazer also? There's yidalim sudas of Aretz and mitzvah sukkah, but it's also achil of Mizbeach. And if you're missing the Achilles Mizbeach, so you can be Mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. So the Mashal answers. I mean, they should address this question. The Mashal answers that the concept of Tashlumin, of Tashlumi Karbon, is only for mitzvahs that are beyond Arishim. Like Tesov, that's a Yom HaRishon D'Kedin, it has Tashlumin called Shmoyim. But Yudala Suda is not a Yom HaRishon D'Kedin. That we don't find by Karbonis. Tashlumin by Karbonis is Karbonis that Yechayiv in the Yom HaRishon, Chagigo Yechayiv in the Yom HaRishon. The rest of the day is a Tashlumin. So that has an analog in Karbonis, that you can have a Tashlumin until Shmini Atzeres. But Yudala Suda is, that has no analog by Karbonis. So therefore that doesn't have Tashlumin. But that by itself is not enough. Because you could just stop there. And the Mashal could have just stopped there. So the whole concept of Tashlumin is only for Achilas Yom Rishon. So in the Yudal Sudas Dekadin, which is not a Yom Rishon Dekadin, presumably even the Yom Rishon Shabbai is only 1 out of 14. It's not fundamentally a Yom Rishon Dekadin. That can't have Tashlumin. Only a Yom Rishon Dekadin can have Tashlumin. The Mashal could have just stopped there. The Mashal doesn't stop there. And the reason why it doesn't stop there is because Rashi didn't stop there. Because then you can just learn the Gemara's Kasha. How can you have a Tashlumin for Yudal Sudas? It's not a Rishon Dekadin. Shmini Atzeres, so how do you have Tashlumin at all? The whole concept of Tashlumin is only by a Rishon Dekadin. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said the Gemara's Kasha is because there's no Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. It's Mashmin Rashi that if there would be a Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, then you could do Tashlumin for the Yudal Sudas. Why? If it's not a Rishon Dekadin, and if Tashlumin needs a Rishon Dekadin, it's only by Yom HaRishon. So even if there would be a Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, how could you have Tashlumin for Yudal Sudas? So therefore, the Mashal has to add another step. And he has to say, if there would be a Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, then you could have Tashlumin even without the Dimyan to Karbonis. But now that there's no Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, So now you can only be maslim to the Kohen, you can only be maslim dinim of Yom Rishon. So that's very sosum. So we wrapped it with yesterday. Sosum b'chosum, what is that? What kind of calculus is this? If there's a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, if there would have been a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, then you could have Tashlum even for Yadal Sudas. But now that there's no Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, so you could have Tashlumin, but only Tashlumin for Yom HaRishon Dikah things, because it's learnt out from Karbonos. Why high? So maybe, say Pshat and Mashav, we're going perilously close to the Jewish. The whole thing over here is perilously close to Jewish. But it's the Chayim, I know what you're doing. And it's not good to go into Jewish. You know. The Chasam Sefer said that if you mix Kabbalah and Halacha, it's like you're Abraham Lish's recliner. And then Halacha and Jewish is worse. I'm amening. Halacha and Jewish is worse. And it's a Yetzer Hara sometimes to keep talking, whatever. I don't do the other. So if you're here, if we're ready, we're going on there, I said. So maybe we could say Pshat Namashah like this, that if there will be a Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, so then I could be, then I would be, the Tashlumen here would be for Mitzvah Sukkah. So Mitzvah Sukkah, Tashlumen for Mitzvah Sukkah wouldn't need the analogy to Karbanos. Maybe, I'm not sure, so maybe there could be Tashlumen without analogy to Karbanos. I missed 7 days of Mitzvah Sukkah. I didn't have the full complement of 7 days of Mitzvah Sukkah. And Shmini Atzeres is connected to Sukkahs. In some ways, Shmini Atzeres for some things is the Hemshech of Sukkahs. So I could be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, Mitzvah Sukkah that I didn't do on Sukkahs itself. But Lamaisa, there is no Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I'll tell you to have a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Melu, what am I being mashlim? I'm not being mashlim the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So what could I be mashlim? All I could be mashlim is the Achilles Mizbeach of the Achilles of a Sukkah. You want to be mashlim the Achilles Mizbeach of the Achilles of a Sukkah? That already needs the analogy to Tashlumin of Karbonis. By Karbonis, we only find Tashlumin ben Shmini Atzeres for Karbonis of Yom HaRishon. We don't find Karbonis of Yom HaChamishi. There is no such thing. I mean, you have the Musafim, but there are no Tashlumin for the Musafim. The things that have Tashlumin are the Karbonis of Yom HaRishon. Chagiga has Tashlumin to Shmini Atzeres. So Re'i has Tashlumin to Shmini Atzeres. Those are Karbonis that Be'etzim L'chivas of Yom HaRishon. So that's what the Mashal is saying. If there would have been a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, so that would be mashlim mitzvah sukkah. So that you can do without analogy to Karbonos. That would be in Svar. There could be a Belezer Holz. But you have Shmini Atzeres. It could be mashlim mitzvah sukkah. I don't know where that's exactly comes from. Masha Enkein, if you. Masha, but now that there is no sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, so Al Kochach, what you're being mashlim is not mitzvah sukkah. Al Kochach, what you're being mashlim is just the Achilles Mizbech of Achilles Mitzvah. You want to be mashlim Achilles Mizbech of Achilles Sukkah. That means that's a Karbon Dikadin. A karma dikadin, that you have to come to that you have to come out to the Tashlumin of Karbonis. Tashlumin of Karbonis is only Yom HaRishon. Only Tashlumin for Karbonis of Yom HaRishon. Anyway, there it is. So much for that's the mashal. What about the Tosfos Rosh? How does he deal with the problem? What's the difference between Achilles Tech? Why does Tosfos have Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres? And you doubt so the stone. Tosfos Rosh is different. What's Tosfos Rosh? Anybody else? Tosfos himself says the Ferish. He says the Ferish draft. Tosfos Rosh says in Echanami. There's Tashlumin for the Dalek Karbonis as well. In fact, he asked it for a Kashan Rashi. He says, if you can be Mashlim Yemarishan, why can't you be Mashlim Dalek Karbonis? I say, what's the Gemara's Kashan? Tosfos says, a whole different shot than Gemara's Kashan. The Gemara's Kashan was not, how could you have Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres for your Dalek Sus? That would be fine. The passage from the Lashon of Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah. The Lashon of Rebbe Elazar in the Sefer was, Mishlo Yochel Lel Yom Tavishin Shokag. You can be Mashlim until Lel Yom Tavishin. Why is he picking a Lel Yom Tavishin? He should have said, Mishlo Yochel, one of the Adal and Sudois, he can be Mashlim until Shmini Atzeres. From the fact that in the Sefer Rebbe Elazar said a Lashon of Lel Yom Tavishin, apparently Rebbe Elazar was Chayzer, and he holds no longer that it's Adal and Sudois, but it's only Lel Yom Tavishin. But in Echaram, Chayyim Chazar, Rebbe Elazar also held from Tashlumin. And then there would have been Tashlumin for Adal and Sudois. Etzim Shat in the Gemara is already in Ritva. The Ritva also has that Shat in the Gemara. Except the Ritva holds there is a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and it's Tashlumin for Mitzvah Sukkah. So then it's Poshim. So then it's Tashlumin. And the Kasha just means out of Loshim. There's the Rosh holds, no, there's no Mitzvah Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. God, he agrees to Rashi. But he says in Rashi, but and nonetheless, you have Tashlumin, and he says, the Homoshim with Tfilis Mincha and Tfilis which is Shabbos and so on. And I, what about your Dallas students? Why are they any different? So he says, they're talking no different. The passion of the words only mitzvah the loss. It's interesting thing. No, it says in Taisus Arosh that this tashlum, that according to the letter, this tashlumin, even though Shmini Atzeres has no sukkah, there's tashlumin not only for tesvot, but there's tashlumin for yedalus of this as well. And I think this is a very big chizik that the vortim Taisus Arosh, the reason why it can be mashed on Shmini Atzeres, is not because some tesvov is not a mitzvah sukkah, it's a mitzvah achilu or achilu b'sukkah, or something along those lines, which I said before doesn't really work anyway. But I think here's a big chizik to that. Because the Yedalot Sudas of Elezer is a vada mitzvah sukkah. So in fact, from Teshu came to do it. There's no question that that's a mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, kriyas dir b'sukkah, whatever you want to call it, but it's a mitzvah sukkah. And nonetheless, it has the Shulman and Shmini Atzeres, even though Shmini Atzeres doesn't have a sukkah. How could you be mashed when mitzvah Teshu came to do and Shmini Atzeres? And you don't even have a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. So I'll call for, like I said before, the tashlum is not for mitzvah sukkah, not for teshuv, can't do it. The tashlum is just for the achilas mizbeach of achilas mitzvah. I thought maybe we could say another pshat. Not like the mashal, another pshat maybe in Rashi. Not like the mashal, or like the mashal. But to explain the difference, basically, and the problem with Rashi is what's the difference between Lelium Tepishin and the other Yidalic Sudas? Right? That's the basic problem. Why does Lelium Tepishin yes have Tashlumin and Yidalic Sudas don't have Tashlumin? Taisi Rosh rejects Rashi. He says, there's taka no difference. The Gemara is not asking that. The Gemara is asking me to have the Loshin. The Loshin of Elezer changed from the Rashi to the Seif. But Rashi goes, no, that is the Rashi who learns that the Kashi is the Inyan. The Yidalic Sudas can't have Tashlumin without a Sukkah. But Lelium Tepishin, Tezvot could have Tashlumin without a Sukkah. That's been the problem. So we had so far. So what do we have so far? We have the Mahalach of the Mashal. The Lelium Tefishin, Tesvav Tesvav, is not a Sukkah to Gedin at all. We have the Mahalach of the... But you, and that's the difference. Whereas Yidal Tzudas, whereas obviously is a Sukkah to Gedin. We have the Mahalach of the Mashal. That Lelium Tefishin... We have the Mahalach of the Mashal, the way I'm explaining it, maybe. That Lelium Tefishin, since the, you can't be mashlim mitzvah sukkah, you can't be mashlim without a sukkah. In Shmini Atzeres, you don't have a sukkah. If you had a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, you could be mashlim as much as you could be mashlim in Yudal Tzudas too. But in Shmini Atzeres, you don't have a sukkah, so you can't really be mashlim mitzvah sukkah. So what are you going to be mashlim? You could be mashlim the achilas mizbeach of achilas mitzvah. That's only learned that from Karbonis, and that's only works for mitzvahs of Yom Rishon, not mitzvahs that are not Yom Rishon. That's the Mashal's mouth. Yeah, it's a lot to put into Rashi. The Mashal, besides the fact that it's strange, it's also a lot to be mimus in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say any of this. I mean, maybe Rashi in Meramis, because Rashi in the Hodavir of Elezer, he explains, because he learned that from Korbanos Hachatzos. There's a little bit of maybe, you know, I take it back. I said it's a lot to put into Rashi. There isn't, on the contrary, the emphasis, there is a Ketzastik in Rashi maybe that supports the Mashal. Because when Rashi says that Tashlum is learned out from Karbonas Achag, you should have said it in the Mishnah. You should have said in the Mishnah that there's a concept of Tashlum. So Rashi in the Mishnah should have said, where did Tashlum come from? Learned out from Karbonas Achag. Rashi waits to tell me that Tashlum is learned out from Karbonas Achag till the very end of the Gemara when it says, Chozo Be'er Belez. Why did Rashi wait? It's important in the Mishnah to understand where did Tashlum come from. The Fidim HaShah is good. The Tashlum of Sukkah you could have had without Karbonas Achag. The concept of Tashlumin, the Shmini Atzeres, the Moshe had a sukkah, doesn't need Karbonas Achag. But now that the Gemara asks about Shmini Atzeres, there's no sukkah. And the Gemara answers, you're right, there's Haka no sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and you can't be Mashlim the Dalek Sudas. You can only be Mashlim the Lel Tezvav, so we have to understand, why is Lel Tezvav any better? So Rashi explains, oh, Lel Tezvav, that's where you learned that from Karbonas, the Chilis Mizbeach, you can be Mashlim. So maybe there is some Mokka Machiza for the Mashos Pshat in Rashi's words. God, it's still a lot to put into Rashi. But maybe we could say a third time, another Mahalach in Rashi. I'll bear it now, but with another Mahalach. And that's to say, and maybe with Rebbe Berz time, with Rebbe Berz kind of way, that mitzvah sukkah the first night is the mitzvah achilah b'sukkah. We'll use that nusach of Rebbe Berz. Note, it's fundamentally a mitzvah achilah b'sukkah. Of course, the sukkah to the mitzvah. I'm not saying that a sukkah to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is in the achilah itself. You have to do a Maisa Achila B'Sukkah. It's a mitzvah Sukkah. But the mitzvah Sukkah in Leil Tezvav is Achila B'Sukkah. You need the Maisa Achila B'Sukkah. The other Yedalat Sudois, which is what that from Peshu came to the room, there the mitzvah is not in the Maisa Achila per se. The mitzvah is that through the Achila I'm Kevei Adir in the Sukkah. Dumya to the Chachamim. Chachamim says mitzvah is Yibay Yochel, Yibay Lo Yochel. This is right away we said many times. Chachamim says Yibay Yochel, Yibay Lo Yochel. So what is that? It's an Isser to get out of the Sukkah, but what's the mitzvah? So the rate is, we said many times, the mitzvah is to be conveyed by going to the Sukkah every time I want to use to the spot, I make the Sukkah my address. So we say to Chakir and Abelazah, and Abelazah says you have to Yudal Sudas, you have to eat 2 Sudas a day. That's his case who came to the room. Does that mean that there's a mitzvah Sachilo to Sukkah 14 times? It's like 14 times Laila Rishonah. Or no, it's not like Laila Rishonah. Laila Rishonah is a mitzvah Sachilo to Sukkah. It's a mitzvah Sachilo to Sukkah. The Maisa Achila B'Sukkah is the mitzvah. The Yadal Sud is the mitzvah, not the Maisa Achila. The Yadal Sud is it's through the Achila that I establish that the Sukkah is my address. It's Rabbi Lez's version of Yibay Yochel, Yibay Yochel. It's not enough to do Yibay Yochel, Yibay Yochel. You have to make the Sukkah your address. We said in Akhamina for Yaduk Shomim, according to those who shine, the Lila Yishan, even if it's Yaduk, you have to eat in the Sukkah, even if it's Yaduk Shomim. But what about Rabbi Lez's Yadal Sud? Is that also that you have to eat those also in the rain? Or maybe they're already. So we'll say the second way. That it's not like the Laila Rishonah. The Laila Rishonah is a mitzvah achila b'sukkah. Even if it's raining, it's not mitzvah, but it's still achila b'sukkah. The Yedalek Sudas is a mitzvah kriyas dira b'sukkah. That's gidrei dira. It's really not so different than the Chacham l'Yibay Yochel, Yibay L'Yochel. Except that Reb Lezer holds that the way you establish it, to the extent that you're not eating there, you're not establishing your address. You have to eat there to establish the address. But the real Kiyum HaMitzvah is not in the Achil itself. The real Kiyum HaMitzvah is in the establishing my address in the Sukkah. No, it's Laila Rishonah that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is in the Achil itself, because it's Achil B'Sukkah. The only Yadal Tzudas, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is that the Sukkah becomes my address. And again, Ka'omer could be a practical Nafkimin, it'll be Yoduk Shom. So if that's the case, maybe we could say that this notion that Achilas Sukkah is an Achilas Mizbeach, because it's an Achilas Shal Mitzvah, and every Achilas Shal Mitzvah is the din of Achilas Mizbeach, that's only when the Kiyum is in the Achilas itself. But when the Achilas is just a Hechet Timtzuk to be Kaveh Adir in the Sukkah, but it's not really a Mitzvah Achilah. Moshe Baruch Hu Bezna Achim Minu for if it was stolen, if the bread was stolen, is it a Mitzvah Lababeir or not? Maybe that's gluten. When it's a Mitzvah Achilah. And the mashal, if the food was stolen, it would be a mitzvah b'aveira, then that's an achilus mizbeach. But when it's a mitzvah, when the achilus is to timsa to be kaveh dir in the sukkah, so then if the bread of the mashal was stolen, it wouldn't even matter, because the mitzvah doesn't lie in the achila per se. The achilus is to timsa to be kaveh dir in the sukkah. So just like if the bread was stolen, it wouldn't be a mitzvah b'aveira, because the mitzvah is not in the achila itself. The achila itself is just a weight that I'm showing that I'm kaveh dir in the sukkah. So who had been that it's not called an Achilas Mizbeach? And since the Tashlumin is only the Achilas Mizbeach Shavoy, so there can only be Tashlumin for Laila Yishayin, it's going back from Karbana Sachak, there can't be Tashlumin for the other 14 Sukkos. It's out there after Mashava, it's a different Chiluk for Yidal Sukkos. So we have, in Rashi, we have three mahalakim. We have the mashal. We have the mashal. The Leil Tezvav is not a mitzvah sukkah at all. It's just a mitzvah achila. The other Yedal Tzudas are mitzvah sukkah. But the mashal, the Leil Tezvav is a mitzvah sukkah. But there's tashlumin anyway, midin karbon. And why did the other Yidal Sudas not have it? Because the Din Karban is only in the first day. And now I'm saying it's a variation on the theme. Not quite like the Mashal, but a variation on the theme. That's still like the Mashal, that the Tashlumin is for the Achilles Karban Shavai. But a difference between the first night and the other four and the other nights and the other 14 Sudas. According to the Mashal, the difference is that it's just a difference between Yom HaRishon and the other four and the other days. Yom HaRishon has Tashlumin of Karban, and the other days don't have Tashlumin of Karban. They can have Tashlumin for Mitzvah Sukkah, but not Tashlumin of the Achilas Mizbeach Shavuot. And I'm saying, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe there could be a concept of Tashlumin for the Achilas Mizbeach for the other 14 days, for the other 14 Sukkahs. But the other 14 suddas, it's not a mitzvah achilah. If it's not a mitzvah achilah, it doesn't have the concept of tashlumin for the achilah's carbon shiva. Okay, that's Shitas Rashi. There's various possibilities within Shitas Rashi. Then we have the Shitas of Teisa Rosh, the second Shitas of Rishonim, besides Rashi. Shitas Teisa Rosh, that like Rashi, there's no Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And nonetheless, like Rashi, there's still Tashlumin for the Lishon. We're being masked, like we're going with this Hezbeh, that there's Tashlumin for the Achilles Karbon Shabbat. Teisa Rosh is a Gatsa Hezbeh with Tefillah Shabbos and Tefillah Chayil. No, but the Teisa Rosh learns that the same way you have Tashlumin for your Leilishin, you have Tashlumin for your Dalas of this too. I was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is out the Lashon. In the Reisha, Elazar talked about your Dalas of this. In the Seifa, he talked about Leil Yom Tavishin. How can we change this too? The answer is, he was saying that Nekudi was Chayvah. Nothing with Tashlumin. There was Tashlumin in the Reisha, and there's Tashlumin in the Seifa. Mr. Elazar happened to be that he changed his mind about how many Sudas you have to eat in the Seifa. There's a Shitas HaRitva, which is sort of like the Teisa Rosh as far as Pshat and Gemara is concerned. But the Ritva learns that there is a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and in fact, and he says, and the Meiri also says, and it's not about place if the Meiri says because you're not eating L'shem Mitzvah, you're eating L'shem Tashlumin, so it's not about place. Akoponim, they learn that there is Tashlumin, and therefore the Tashlumin here is for Mitzvah Sukkah, not some fancy Tashlumin of the Achilles Mizbeach. It's Tashlumin for Mitzvah Sukkah. I said, what? And therefore you could really do it for the Yudal Sudas the same way as you could do it for the Pilel Tzvah. I said, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Which had the lashon, and the ratio of Lezi spoke about the Yudal Sudas and the Sefer. We talked about the Yotafishim. How can we change? Yeah, it's just hard to look. And then finally, Shitas Tosis. I want to talk a couple of minutes about Shitas Tosis. Tosis learns that different mahalakim should go together. Tosis says that Pshat and Gemara is. That in order to be master on Shmini Atzeres, you cannot be master on Shmini Atzeres things that need a sukkah. Well, first of all, Tosfos holds that the Tashlumin here is not really Tashlumin at all. It's not Tashlumin like half Tashlumin by a carbon. It's Tashlumin, not even Tashlumin. It's Hashlomo. It's to be Mashlim, the number Yudalit. You need to have Yudalit Sudas. And Shmini Atzeres, you can be Mashlim. You can make up. You can. It's not Tashlumin. Tashlumin means this is not Zman. But even though it's not Zman anymore, I can be Mashlim what I missed during the Zman. Tosfos says this is not Tashlumin, this is the Lashon that Mashlim. The Lashon of the Yashlim, the Mishlim, the Mashlim Makal Lashon Tashlumin, El Lashon Hashlomo. Hashlomo means I'm completing the requisite amount. I'm completing my requirement. That's not a Tashlumin. If you do it next semester, you have a requirement this semester, you do it next semester, that's Tashlumin. But if you complete your requirements this semester, that's not Tashlumin, that's Hashlomo. Tosfos says the Lashon is not Tashlumin, it's the Lashon of Hashlomo. After Yidal Sudas. And if I'm missing one of my Yidalat Sudas, I have till Shmini Atzeres to complete my requirement of Yidalat Sudas. I Shmini Atzeres and no Sukkah. So he says, Hod the Be'er of Elezer, the Rav Elezer, even though in the Rashi he said you have to Yidalat Sudas b'Sukkah, he was Chayzer and in the safety held that you only have to eat Yidalat Sudas, but you don't have to eat them in the Sukkah. The Yidalat Sudas don't have to be eaten in the Sukkah. Chayrat, it means what the Mashal holds about Leil Yom Tavishin, Tosfos says in all Yidalat Sudas, that all Yidalat Sudas don't need a Sukkah. I mean, obviously, if it's not raining, you have to eat them in the sukkah because of sukkahs. But the mashal, if it's raining, presumably, then you could eat them at home and you'd be mekayim the yidal sudas. Chayim means that the yidal sudas are not a sukkah tikkudin at all, they're a yom tov tikkudin. By the way, it's the shitosa. According to other Rishonim, you don't eat a yom tov tikkudin, you have to eat yidal sudas. So every yom tov, every Shabbos and yom tov, you have to eat yidal sudas, you have to eat two sudas a day. There's nothing special about why would that need a halacha? Obviously, she tells him that there's no din that you have to eat sudas yom tov pas, just maybe boss or something, but there's no din that you have to eat pas on Yom Tov. So that's the Kiddush of Yidal Sudas, that on Sukkos you have to eat Yidal Sudas. On Sukkos there's a din, you have to eat Sudas Yom Tov. And that's the whole Yidal Sudas. Yidal Sudas is a din that you have to eat 14 Sudas Yom Tov. And it's not true on other Yom Tov. It's a special din on Sukkos, you have to eat 14 Sudas Yom Tov. And if you didn't do it on Sukkos, you have to learn the Shmini Atzeres to eat 14 Sudas. Not Midin Tashlumen, but Midin Hashlumen. The Pelag on Elizabeth, but it's learned that from Teishu Kein Taduro. Rabbi Elazar got the Yidal Sudas from Teishu Kein Taduro. How could it be that it's the Sudas Yom Tov Tikkudin, it's not a Sukkos Tikkudin? Not a Sukkot Tikkudin. So the chayu, you have to say, is that Tosfos learned the drasha, the din of faith, the drasha Teshua came to do, that it's v'derech gili milsa. Which the Torah says you have to eat in your sukkah the way you eat in your house. And your house will be 14 suddhas in 14 7 days. So may the Torah is saying that in sukkahs you have to eat 14 suddhas in the sukkah. But now in Svara, I divide it up. The Torah said it all at once. The Torah said in one mouthful with this whole thing. You have to eat, just like on every 7 days you eat 14 suddhas, so on sukkah at home, so here at Teshu we live in the sukkah the way you live at home, so you have to eat 14 suddhas in the sukkah. However, in Svara now, it's mishalat in two different dinim. Because it's pushed, somehow it's pushed in Svara, that mitzad yeshiva sukkah, it would be bayoch, it would be bayoch. That's the other pushed. That as far as Mr. Sukkah is concerned, yeshiva sukkah, it's bayoch, it would be bayoch. If the Torah said that I have to eat 14 suddhas in the sukkah, it must be that they're having to eat 14 suddhas has nothing to do with mitzvah sukkah. That's a separate thing. You have to eat 14 suddhas. And in Mele, it's sukkah, so you have to eat them in the sukkah. So Kilo, the drasha is Teishu Kein Taduru, just like in your house, every 7 days you eat 14 suddhas. So to on sukkahs you have to eat 14 suddhas in the sukkah. But now in Svara it's mishala. The having to eat 14 suddhas is not a sukkah tikkadin, that's a yom tov tikkadin. You have to eat them in the sukkah because that's the sukkah tikkadin, that whatever you eat in the sukkah has to be in the sukkah. But Kilo, the Torah said, you have to eat 14 suddhas because it's yom tov. And then the Torah said, and you really have to do it in the sukkah because Iboy Ochil. If you want to eat a Siddhis Kvah, you have to eat it in the sukkah. And if you have to eat a Siddhis Kvah, you have to eat it in the sukkah. But in Svar, it's two different animals. There's a mitzvah to eat Yudal Siddhis, that has nothing to do with the sukkah. And then there's the fact that you have to eat them in the sukkah, which is really anybody ochel kind of halacha. Some of it's Svar, we know that even though it's said, the Torah said it, like Achas Dibra Lekim Shlaim Zushamach, that they know that. The Torah said, Besukkah's Teshu, which means Teshu came to do. You have to eat 14 Siddhis in the sukkah. The same way you eat 14 Siddhis at home the rest of the year, every week. But in Svar, we machal. We split it down the middle. The three of Yidal Sudas is not a sukkah tikkadin, it's a yom tov tikkadin. Mimele, you have to eat them in the sukkah because the Torah says that every Sudas class has to be eaten in the sukkah.
How about Pesach? I don't know.
Because it doesn't say Pesach can't do. That's what it says in Chaychem, that it's not a Teshlum tikkadin. But then a Pesach you would have it too. So as long as it's not a Pesach tikkadin, it's a din that you have to eat 14 suddhas from Teishu Kein Taduru, and you have to eat the 14 suddhas. And maybe it could be Meisav also. Taishu learns that it's not a Teshlum HaDikidin. Maybe this is Sofer talking. Taishu learns it's not a Teshlum HaDikidin. If it's not a Teshlum HaDikidin, then how do we know you could do it on Shmini Atzeres? After all, the Torah is talking about Sukkah's Teishu. It's talking about Sukkah. Sukkah is not a Shmini Atzeres. So where do you get this notion that you could do it on Shmini, that you have to learn the Shmini Atzeres to do it? Because Rashi says, oh, that's okay, we learn that from Karbana Sechag. Taish says, no, we don't learn that from Karbana Sechag. It's not a din tashlumin. One of Taish's rai says, you don't find my masa that this tashlumin. How can we talk about why there's no, even Rabbi Elazar doesn't say this tashlumin by masa. Taka or Lefi Rashi, why is there no tashlumin by masa? Maybe Rashi would say there is. Who had it up? Maybe Rabbi Elazar also says tashlumin by masa too. Maybe he could be mashlum. He didn't eat masa by the Seder, according to Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he had to eat a Kazayas masa some other time during the 7 days of Pesach. Not on the eighth day, because there's no Shmini Atzeres in Pesach, but for the 7 days we have. No, Korban Chagig also on Pesach is only for 7 days, not for eight. But for the 7 days, maybe point of Lezer, if you didn't eat matzah, Lailah Rishon, you have to eat Kazayas matzah sometimes during Pesach. But Pesach is limited, we don't find such a Rebbe Lezer. But Pesach is therefore, it's not even Tashlumen, there's no limit from Korban, from Korbanos. It's a din, you have 8 days to eat 14 Sukkos. Yeah, but the Shai go, why? But the Torah said, Besukkah's Teshu, it's learned that from Besukkah's Teshu. Where do you get the, how does Shmini Atzeres come in over here? Because since we're, even though the Torah says for Sukkah Teshu, which means eat 14 Suddhas in the Sukkah, and there's no Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, But since in Svara being mechalek, and we're saying it really means eat 14 sukkahs to cover yom. And then in addition, you have to do it in the sukkah because you buy yochel, but it's this class of eating in the sukkah. That's how we divide up the meaning of the pasuk. So the second part, that you have to do it in the sukkah, that's of course only on sukkahs, not in Shmini Atzeres. No sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. But the first part, that says eat 14 sukkahs to cover yom tif, well, Shmini Atzeres is also part of the yom tif of sukkahs. In some ways, for some things yes, for some things not, but there's certain sense Shmini Atzeres is also part of the yom tif of sukkahs. So if the Torah said that on sukkahs you have to eat 14 sukkahs to cover yom tif, so in that already Shmini Atzeres, why shouldn't Shmini Atzeres be part of sukkahs? In the eating in the sukkah part, so Shmini Atzeres doesn't have mitzvah sukkah. But in the covered yom tif part, so the Shmini Atzeres is part of sukkahs. So the Torah said you have to eat 14 sukkahs to covered yom tif. How many days do you have in which to eat the 14 sukkahs to covered yom tif? Why should it be 7? After all, there's a Shmini Atzeres. So you have 8 days to eat 14 sukkahs. I think that's mukkah. It says it's not midin tashlum. It's just the hashlam of the 14 sukkahs. So how many atzeres coming to? How do you get it? How do you get 8 days to be master to eat the 14 sukkahs? And also, how could it not be a sukkahs tikkun? It says besukkahs teishu. Hey, my mother. Sukkahs teishu means two things. Superimpose one on the other. It has two layers. We in our mind, mentally, we. The Torah says besukkahs teishu shivs yom, which means eat 14 sukkahs in the sukkah. But mentally, we now divide that into. There's two layers. Eat 14 sukkahs to cover yom tov, and eat them in the sukkah because it's sukkahs, and you're not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. So the in the sukkah part is only for 7 days. But to eat 14 sukkahs to cover yom tov, for that you have 8 days. The Shmini Atzeres is part of the yom tov for sukkahs. So in the male you have 8. That's the halachah lashon of hashlama, not tashlumin. It's hashlama. You have 8 days to eat 14 sukkahs.
It's divided into two different trains over here. Yeah. And why does Tosa say that it's more the chachila to do it in the first 7 days? It should make no difference.
Also, the room is impossible. At the end of the day, still in all, the Torah said the sukkah station should have said. The Torah said eat 14 sukkahs in the sukkah. Why did it talk about sukkah at all? The Torah said it's two different things. Eat 14 sukkahs in 8 days. And then, Shiva's Yomim is Yibayachal. The path to put it all together. The sukkah station Shiva's Yomim, so even though that is two different things, there's one thing you have to eat 14 sukkahs, and for that you have 8 days. And there's another day, and Yibayachal has to be in the sukkah. But Hayyayth, the Torah said of the Lashon is that eat 14 sukkahs in the sukkah. The Torah is telling me that l'chatchili should eat the 14 sukkahs at a time when you're going to eat them in the sukkah. But be'etzim it's not a sukkah tikkudin. It's a covered yom tov tikkudin, and therefore b'di'evit you can do an Shmini Atzeres too. Okay. So, what's the schedule going for? Oh, so we have Sunday, this is basically the post Pesach, even though we have other last two sukkahs. There's no Kamina, what's the difference, whatever we call it. So there's no shir on Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday. I'm not sure about Wednesday.
Oh, it's supposed to be a first. It's supposed to be a final.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. I want to give you a final. You're going to spend the whole week chazering for a final. But I have to give you a grade. That's what they expect me to do.